Okay, good vachar rabosai. Today's daf is Pesachim, daf kuf yud tes. Very exciting, as we're holding just a couple of days before the end of the Masechta and the beginning for Masechta Shkalim. We are here on kuf yud ches amud beis. And if you remember from yesterday, so the Gemara had related that when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi got sick, so Rabbi asked him to tell over some of the things that his father, Rabbi Yossi, had said. So we're here with like the last one of those. The Od Shalach Lo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up on the bottom. The Od Shalach Lo, and the last thing that Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi told Rabbi was that Gimel Meals V'Shisha V'Chamisha Shvukim B'Krach Gadol Shal Romi. There are 365 marketplaces in the biggest city in Rome. Oh, sorry, and as usual, our shir is B'Zchus R'Fu Shleima. For Nami Meira Bas Shan Rivka Rezel, and for Shira Bas Dvaralea, they should both see a Yeshua Bekarov. Okay, there are 365 marketplaces in Rome. V'chol Echad V'Echad Hayubo Shlosh Meos V'Shisha V'Chamisha Bironos, and they, each one of them had 365 towers. V'chol Bironis V'Bironis, and each tower, Hayubo Shlosh Meos V'Shisha V'Chamisha Malos, had 365 steps. V'chol Malo Mala Hayubo Kedei Lozon Es Kol Olam Kulo, and each step had enough to be mefarnes, to give enough food for the entire world. Amar Rabbi, should be, I guess, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, or I guess, not sure how that changes over there. I'm not sure which, there are two checks and corrections here. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel probably, then said to Rabbi, Amrila, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, or I guess Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi, okay, not sure. I'm a little confused by the two things on the side. Either way, he said, "Hani laman, laman," meaning who are they for? Who is all this parnasa for? Lecha lechavercha ulechavrusecha. He says, "It's for you. It's for the tamnei chachamim. For you, your chavrusa, your friends, your chevra." Shemar, the pasuk says, "Schara v'etzena kadosh Hashem lo yozar v'lo yachson kilo yoshvim lefnei Hashem yia." Right, all the otzar in the world is going to be inevitably for the tzaddikim. Milo Yatzar, what does that mean? Tani Rabbi Yossi, Vlo Yatzar, is that Besa Otzar? It's talking about the storehouse with all the food. Vlo Yechson, Zeh Beis Keniza, and that's referring to the storehouses for the wealth, for the gold and the silver. Meaning all that will be for the Tamei Chachamim. My Kili Yoshvim Lefnei Hashem, what does it mean when it says that all those things will be for the people who are sitting in front of Hashem? So Rabbi Elazar, Zer Hamakir Makum Chaveru Vayishivo. If you know where your friend sits in yeshiva, right? You know where everybody sits in the Beis Medrash. You're someone who's there all the time, right? That's for the people who sit in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu is only in a Dalad Amos Shal Halacha. That's where we find them. Igadami, some people say, I'm Rabbi Elazar, that Makabo Pnei Chaveru Beyeshiva. That's someone who sees his friend come, right? You accept his face, literally means you say Shalom Aleichem. When they show up to yeshiva, again, what does that imply? That implies that you were there first. So that's the idea, that a person who's Amel and Torah, he will get all of the schar, right? It just happens, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives to them. Ma'alam lechasa atik, what does it mean that Hashem will bless those who literally means, mechasa atik means who covers the old things. So two ways to understand that, mechasa devarim shekisa atik yomin, that's someone who conceals and keeps covered. Someone, atik yomin is a reference to Kodesh Baruch Hu, found, I think, in Daniel, I'm not sure. But it's a reference to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's talking about someone who conceals the things that Hakadosh Baruch Hu concealed. My ninhu sisri Torah. What are we referring to? We're talking about the secrets of the Torah, right? Mustama, not a good idea to teach it, right? Kabbalah is very in vogue nowadays, but it's not so posh to teach someone Kabbalah, right, if they haven't first learned most of Torah, Kol Torah Kula. All right, anyway, and that's one way to understand. V'ikadam, I mean, some people say, what does it mean? L'machase otik, that means zeh hamegalad varim shekisa otik yomin. But that's someone who reveals the things that Akash Baruch Hu hid. My ninhu, and what is that? Taimei Torah, right? The reasons and the logic and the chokhmah of the Torah, the explanations for the Torah, for those who reveal those things, right? Torah requires a melus, right? It's not just something easy that everybody's able to access. And that's the idea, that we have to lurk, that we have to work and learn it, and put in the effort. So someone who reveals the secrets, explains the Torah to those who are looking for it, for the truth of Torah, so then that's the person who's going to get rewarded as well. Okay, two ways to understand. Either someone who conceals, right, the mystical stuff, the Maaseh Merkava, etc., or someone who teaches the Torah to Am Yisrael. Amar Rav Kahana, Mishum, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. My dechtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, Lam Natzeach, Mizmor, the David, Zamru, Is that the end of the... No, sorry. Lamatech means more than David. What does that mean? Zamru l'misha notzchenoso v'sameach. Right? Let's sing a song to someone who is has been defeated. Lenatzeach means to win. Someone who is... And lenatzeach oto means to defeat him. So let's sing a song to someone who gets defeated, who we defeat, v'sameach, and he's happy about that. Obviously, that's a kosh baruch. Right? And the Gemara points out, bo reish, alukim midas a kosh baruch, midas basar v'dam. Check it out, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so different than flesh and blood. So if a person is defeated and loses a, let's say, a battle, the king loses a battle, you lose a game or whatever, the Eitzev, this person is sad. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quote-unquote defeated by his children, either in learning or in davening, so v'sameach, he's happy. V'shenem, as Buzik says, v'yomer la'ashmidam, lulei Moshe b'chiro, amar b'peretz lefon. I've read Hashem was going to destroy Am Yisrael by the Chet Ha'egel, but Moshe davened, and Kosh Baruch Hu was happy about that, right? That he didn't destroy Am Yisrael. Amar avkana, mishum rabbi shmab, rabbi yosi, amar shemeg lakish, mishum rabbi Yehuda, nesia, my dechtiv wasn't mean what the Buzik says, v'idei adam, mintakas kan fehem, yado, what does it mean? The hand, there were hands, male hands, underneath the kanfehem, underneath the what's called the wings of by the Meister Merkava. Sorry, b'tachas kanfehem. So yado ksev, it says his hand, meaning ze yado shel kosh baruch hu sheparsa sheprusa tachas kanfei achayos kedei lekabel ba'li tshuva miyad midas adin. The imagery here is that a kosh baruch hu's hand is underneath the kanfei achayos, underneath the wings of the chayos, in order to accept ba'li tshuva from the midas adin, right? Lechora ba'li tshuva require midas adin, right? The midas adin doesn't mess around, right? There's a sin and there's punishment, but a kosh baruch hu knows that humans are fallible, and as everything sticks out his right hand, the right hand symbolizes midas rachamim, right, and he accepts those who otherwise would have been judged by midas hadin. Right? All of us nowadays, unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, Baruch Hashem, some level or another, we're all bali tshuva. So Kosh Baruch Hu deals with us with the midas rachamim, Baruch Hashem. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kol kasev azov shav olam yosef lak tuv eviu mitzrayim. Fascinating discussion about all the wealth in the world and where it is nowadays. If you want to pick a bank to rob, so I can tell you where to go, as this Gemara explains. Yosef, at the time of the famine, except, right, he got all of the wealth in the world and brought it down to Mitzrayim. Shemesh Pasuk says, Vayelakei Yosef is called Kesef HaNimtza, right, Enli Ela Shemesh Eretz Mitzrayim, right, that Pasuk says that Yosef gathered all the gold in Eretz Mitzrayim, Shemesh Eretz Kanan, right, and also in Eretz Kanan. Bishara Rotos Minai, and how you know Yosef even got all the other gold and all, I don't know, in China, all over the world. Shnema, Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, "V'chol aretz bo Mitzrayim." Right, everybody came to Mitzrayim, right, to get food. So apparently Yosef had everything. U'ksha'alu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim halu imahen. When Am Yisrael went up from Mitzrayim, so they brought up with them. Shnema vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim. Right, they emptied the coffers right in Mitzrayim. Rav Asi Amar, Rav Asi says, "Asua kemetzuda." Okay, they made it like some sort of net, some sort of trap. Zeshein ba dagan, that has no grain anymore, meaning referring to Mitzrayim, right? It's like a silo that has no grain anymore. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kematzulah Shein Bo Dagim, more like a net that has no fish, right? That's what the Jews did to Mitzrayim. V'hayamunuch ad rechavam, right? And it was chilling out, obviously, in Eretz Yisrael, right? With in the Beis Hamikdash or in the Jews' possession until the times of Rechavam, because Ba Shishak Melech Mitzrayim v'natzlu merechavam, and Shishak, who was king of Mitzrayim, right? He was Paro, he was king of Mitzrayim, took it from Rechavam. Shemaz Pazik says, "Vayibe Shana Chamishis LaMelech Rechavam Ola Shishak Melech Mitzrayim Al Yishalayim Vaykach Es Otzaros Beis Hashem." That's Otzaros Beis Hamelech. So he took all the gold in the storehouses. Ba Zerach Melech Kush. There are going to be a couple interactions here that are not brought down in the Tanakh that the Rashbam points out. This is one of them. We have a Masorah that this is was how the gold was passed around. Apparently, Zerach was king of Kush. Came v'natlu mishishak, he took it from Mitzrayim. Bo Asa v'natlu mizerach, apparently Asa melech Yisrael took from Zerach melech Kush. V'shigu la'adrimon ben Tavrimon, he gave it to Hadadrimon. Bo b'nei Amon v'natlu mihadadrimon ben Tavrimon, the son of b'nei Amon took it from Hadadrimon. Bo Yoshafat v'natlu mibnei Amon, okay, so Yoshafat took it back from Bnei Amon, v'yamunach ad Achaz. It was there in the coffers of Am Yisrael until Achaz. And then Ba Sancheirev v'natlu me'Achaz. Sancheirev took it from Achaz. Chizkiyo took it back from Sancheriv. Hayemunu Chatzidkiyo, right? It was there until Tzidkiyo, and then he got exiled. Bo Kasdim, the Chaldeans, Venatlu Mitzidkiyo, took it from Tzidkiyo. Bar Parsiyam, Venatlu Mikasdim. Then it went to Persia. Bo Yevanu, Venatlu Miparsiyam. The Greeks took it from the Persians. And finally, Bo Romayim, Venatlu Miad Yevonim, right? The Romans took it from the Greeks. Ve'adayin munach baromi, and so therefore all the gold is still in Rome. So if you ask me where to look and where to rob, if you wanted to go, so I would suggest the Vatican, right? The Stama, down deep in the Vatican, they have a lot more than they are letting on. Okay, right? For many reasons, right? Okay, weiter. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Shlosh. Matzmonios, Hitman Yosef Mitzrayim. There were three storehouses, or treasure troves, as they were, that Yosef hid in Mitzrayim. Achas Nizgala LeKorach, one was given to Korach. Ve'achas Nizgala LeAntoninus Ben Asvirus. That was the, the Greek king who was friendly with Rabbi Yudin Anasi. Or maybe Roman, I don't know, I'm not sure, I don't remember. Ve'achaz, it must have been Roman, right? Okay. Either way, Ve'achaz genuzo letzadikim lasid lovo, right? So one of them went to Korach, one of them went to Antoninus, and one of them is for the tzadikim lasid lovo. As the pasuk says, Osher shamur lebalav l'raso. That's not as it says, that's period, comma. Now, the pasuk in Koheles, when it says Osher shamur lebalav l'raso, that the wealth is left over, is guarded for its owners, to do bad for him. What is that? I'm Rabbi Shimon Lakish Zu Oshro Shel Korach. This is the wealth of Korach, which apparently, if you look at the Rashbam, Shali De Rov Mamono, his Gaev and Itra Ben Olam, right? He became haughty because of his wealth, and obviously that was the beginning of his downfall. Shinam, I suppose it says, Ves Kol Yikum Asher Paragleihem, where the ground swallowed up all of the Yikum that was by their feet. What does that refer to? That's all the wealth that Korach had. I'm Rabbi Lazar Zemar Mono Shel Adam Shamamidu Al Raglav. It's referring to the money of a person that stands him up, that is able to stand him up in this world. A person's only able to make a parnasa, right? He's able to stand a little bit. But that also could cause a person's downfall, right? If he becomes haughty, etc. Right? Ki b'kochi v'otzim yodi, osalias achayel Hashem, osalias kol achayel hazeh, that Pazik in Dvarim, right? In Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Eikev, I think, that says that you have to be careful not to become haughty because of your possessions. Really, Kash Baruch Hu is the one who creates and gives us our hatzlacha. I'm Rabbi Levi Masui Shalosh Meos Prados Levanos Hayu Maftechos Beis Knazav Shel Korach. Korach's keys to his storehouses were stored, where it was a burden for 300 white donkeys. That's how he stored his keys to the storehouses, right? And 300 donkeys. That's a lot of storehouses, it's a lot of keys. Vakulu, Aklide, Vaklipe, Degalda, right? And all of them were made out of leather. Meaning all of them were made out of leather. I guess the Gemara points it out because it's not as heavy as gold and silver. You still needed the donkeys, right? The keys were made out of some sort of contraption that was not as heavy as gold and silver or steel or whatever, and still you needed all those donkeys. Meaning he was pretty wealthy. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Baruch Meini, I'm Rabbi Yonasan. What is it? Who said the following phrases, right? If you remember yesterday, we were talking about Halal a lot. Who said the following phrases in Halal? Ocha ki ani sani, that's Amar David. Evan Maso Avonim, Haisal Rosh Pino, that was Amar Yishai, that was David's father. Meiz Hashem Haisazos, Amru Achav, where that was David's brothers. Zeriel Masa Hashem, Amar Shmuel, that was Shmuel. Ana Hashem Moshiana, Amru Echav, that was again David's brothers. Ana Hashem Atzlichana, Amar David, that was David. Baruch Abba Hashem Hashem, Amar Yishai, Berech Nuchem Beis Hashem, Amar Shmuel, that was Shmuel. El Hashem Va'er Lanu, Amru Kula, and that was everybody. Isulu Chagbavotim, Kandus Amizbeach, that was Shmuel, Amar Shmuel. Eliyatav Yodeka, that was David. Elokei Aviva Rav Mecca, that was Amru Kula, and that was all of them. Okay. Meaning all those were said at different points, to thank Akash Baruch Hu for the chesed, different chesed that they had done. Okay, weiter. Tzad Hasan, we learned the Makom Shenago Lichvo, in the place where the minag is to double or dual, right? I guess, right, Rashi says Kol HaHalal. Apparently, the minag was not to say halal once, but in some places was to say halal twice. So Yichvol, you should do that, right? Lifshot, if the minag is to read it Pashut, meaning simply, but it means, I think Pashut also means straight, like directional, right? What's the word? What am I thinking of? I think, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. But either way, it means that without doubling it, so then Yevshod, you should say halal just once. The varech achra of yivarech, if the minhag is to make a bracha after the halal, they should make a bracha, right? That's the end. Right? That's at the end. Hakol k'minhag ha-medina, everything is like the minhag ha-makom. Amar abayi lo shanu el acharav. And the debate in terms of a bracha is only afterwards. Av lefanav, but before halal, mitzvah levarech, right? Obviously, you make a bracha before you say halal. Amar abayi yudah mashmuel, kol mitzvahs mevarech alav odver lasi yasan. We had this already a couple of times in the... we definitely had this in this Pesachta. I forget exactly if we had it once before in this Daf Yomi cycle, but certainly the bracha, the Gemara says that any mitzvah is a mitzvah to, you make a bracha right before you do them. My mashmadai over lishnadak. How do you know that over lasiyasa means to do it right beforehand? I'm Rabbi Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, right? Three possibilities. The pasuk says, Vayaretz Achimatz derech hakikar vayavor sakushi. Achimatz wanted to tell David about Avshalom's death, and he passed the Cushi, who was also running to tell him. Excuse me, Abai Amar Mehaka. Abai says, "V'hu Avar Lifnehem," talking about Yaakov stepping in front of his wives, right, to talk to Esav. Ikad Amar Mehaka, or a third possibility, Vayivor Malkam Lifnehem, V'Hashem Barosham, right, the king will walk, go in front of them. Hashem is in front of that, but again, you see that Vayavor, right, is in front of them, is passes in front of them. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Kofel Badvarim, Rabbi would double some of the words in halal. Rabbi Elazar ben Parta Mosif Badvarim. And Rabbi Elazar would add things. My Mosif, what would he add? Rabbi Mosif Lichvol Me Odeka Lamata. Right, that's what we do. Right, Odecha Ki Hashem Ki Ani Sani Vati Lishua. Right, those things. That's where we get it from. Right, that we double that part of the halal. Darash Rav Avira Zimnin Amalei Mishmei Derav Vizimnin Amalei Mishmei. Must be yeah. Right. Sometimes he said the name of Rabbi Rav Asi. And sometimes it's Zimni Namrele Mishmed Rami Ami. Sometimes it's, right, depending on, I guess you said it in front, in both of them, in the name of both of them. My Dechtir was mean, was the Pasuk says, Vayigdal Hayelad Vayigamal, that Yitzchak grew up and he became weaned, and Avram made a party. So, also the Gosh Baruch Hu, Lazo Suda, Latzadikim, Biyom Shigamel, Chazdo, Lazaro, Shel Yitzchak. In the future, Gosh Baruch Hu is going to make a party for, what's it called? For the day that he gives us chesed, right? When he gives us kindness. Right, again, in the a great day in the future, when Kosh Baruch Hu, right, I guess Mistama is talking about Melech Mashiach, so he's going to give right after Tchias HaMesa Mistama, because you're going to see that we're going to give, who's going to bench, who's going to lead the benching, we're going to ask around. So Mistama, this is already in the future after Tchias HaMesa. All right, either way, right, Kosh Baruch Hu is going to make a big party for the people, for Am Yisrael, for the and he's going to say, let's see here. Now I just lost the place. Sorry. The first they're going to give the benching to Avram, the kos shel bracha, the varech to bench. Farmalahen, he's going to say to them, "Eini mevarech sheyasvi meni Yishmael." He said, "I can't really because I had Yishmael, meaning I'm not the person to lead this celebratory Zimun." Amar lo, Yitzchak tulu barech. He said, "Okay, Yitzchak, you take it." So Amar lohen, any mevarech sheyasvi meni Esav. I can't because I had Esav as a son. Amar lo, he said, "Yaakov." He said, "Okay, Yaakov tulu barech." So Yaakov, you had 12 kids who were all tzaddikim. You take it. Amar lohen, he said, "Any mevarech shenasati shtei achayos bechayehen." I can't take it because I married two wives when they were alive. Shasi the Torah lo from alive. The Torah mimamshach will answer it to me. That meaning in the future. Amar lo Moshe, he said that he was going to say to Moshe Rabbeinu tolu barech. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu, you lead the benching. Amar lahem, eini mevarech shelo zachiti lekanes to Eretz Yisrael. I wasn't able to go to Eretz Yisrael. Lo b'chayei v'lo b'mosi. I wasn't there when I was alive. I wasn't there when I was dead. Right? I didn't even get buried there. Amar lo Yoshua tolu barech. Okay, Yoshua, you do the benching. Amar lahem, eini mevarech shelo zachiti leben. He said, I can't. I wasn't zochah to have a son. Tichtiv Yoshua ben Nun, Nun beno Yoshua beno. Right at the end of the Yomim, it's just the ends the lineage at Yoshua. Right, Yoshua. We know that Yoshua married Rachav and they had daughters, but never had a son. So Amalul David told Baruch. They said finally to David, "You do the benching. Amalahen ani avarech shur. I'll do the benching. V'li noy levarech, and I certainly can do the benching." Shnei as the pasuk says, "Kos Yeshua zasav Hashem Hashem ekra." And David again, the perushim over here explained that David had all the themes involved in benching, Ivnei Yerushalayim, Rachim, what's it called? The David HaMelech was able to kind of like fulfill all of these ideas right, from the fact that he built Yop Yerushalayim, Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. So, right, so he was able to give Karzatov, you know, to Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, right, the building the Beis HaMikdash. So that was like embodied through David, and he was the proper person, excuse me, to lead the benching. Okay, Shkoyach, we're going to stop here, Rabosai, just because the end of the last 2 days kind of shake out a little differently. No doubt you've looked ahead to Kuf Chaf Aleph, if you're like me, and it's very, very short. So we'll cut it a little short here, and then we'll stop a little bit early on Kuf Chaf, just so we have what to learn on Monday. And then we'll, it's very exciting as we get close to the end of the Masechta. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.